The Bush administration and private democracy groups will be carefully watching this weekend's rerun of Ukraine's presidential election. The U.S. has spent about $65 million over the past couple of years promoting democracy there. Critics say the goal of that aid is regime change, but the government and private groups say they're simply in the business of promoting civil society. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
Boston-based political scientist Gene Sharp wrote the book on nonviolent protests. It's called From Dictatorship to Democracy and has become something of a how-to book for opposition groups from Serbia to Georgia and now Ukraine. He says his small think tank, the Albert Einstein Institution, had to scrounge up private donations to help Ukrainians translate and publish the book this year.
One thing we did was to provide them $6,000, which was all we had. We didn't have much. For which they did print 12,000 copies. That's not very many copies, you know, but the ideas tend to spread then if they are presented.
He says he's pleased that opposition groups, particularly youth movements, have found his ideas useful.
This technique is now spreading in its practice and in its political significance.
It was the Serbian youth group, Otpor, which first took up his ideas in their bid to topple Slobodan Milosevic. Otpor activists have gone on to teach seminars in other countries. This trend has Obrad Kesic worried. He's a foreign policy analyst once involved in the Yugoslav opposition movement.
The young people there are wonderful. I mean, they're very creative. But what has happened now is that they've, in effect, become a modern type of mercenary, where they go around the world. They're paid both by government funds from the United States, but also from private funds. They don't really understand the politics on the ground, but they do know how to start and organize campaigns of civil disobedience and how to bring people out into the street.
Kasich says democracy promotion has become a big industry.
We're portraying this, again, in missionary terms as being for the greater good, but at the same time, it really contributes to the perception that's created in the world of the U.S. Being in the business of regime change.
Americans who were involved in democracy promotion in Ukraine bristle at the notion that U.S. money was supporting opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko, but it was hard not to notice the many orange scarves, Yushchenko's trademark, at a recent meeting in Washington of Ukrainian and American civil society groups. Nadia Duk of the U.S. government-funded National Endowment for Democracy explained it this way.
The people who want to see free and fair elections generally go into organizations and they then seek funding that they obviously can't get in their own countries. So the sort of natural gravitation of these kinds of organizations towards a candidate that is promoting precisely those values of transparency, openness, and so forth.
A former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer, said the U.S. went out of its way to make sure that democracy-building programs were open to all parties, even if only opposition groups accepted U.S. training.
I think we probably helped at the margins on this. We gave some of the monitoring groups some of the training that helped them be better able to monitor the elections. I think most of the Supreme Court judges on Ukraine had either traveled to the United States on exchange programs or benefited from U.S. Judicial training programs. But, you know, this was a phenomenon made in Ukraine. I mean, this was the Ukrainian people going out and saying enough is enough and we're not going to let this election be taken away from us.
Pfeiffer says those who believe the U.S. has a sort of master plan to promote peaceful revolutions in Eastern Europe tend to give the U.S. more credit than it deserves. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.